Okay, I know I've been on a little hiatus. I've been very inconsistent, but here I am saying that I will get better at being consistent and whatnot. And if that's not good enough for you, I have a surprise.
Oh, hey, what's up? It's Chris, Mr. Overrated over here, and I'm here to fuck shit up.
Welcome back, everyone. I guess that's a way to put it. I'm Shrek. This is Shrek Attack. Brandon Trekkingoss at the Real B Shrek. Fuck, dude. Fuck this intro. Chris Ober is here. Chris Overrated, and we're doing our annual thing that we started last year with the top five. Well, top. We just did top five. What the fuck am I doing? All right, Spotify Wrapped. We're talking Spotify Wrapped. Ober, how are you?
I'm just happy to be here. I am so happy to be here. This is already off to a rocket start. I'm so
Happy
excited.
to be here in your own home.
In my own home. I want to record one at your place sometime.
We can do that whenever we watch one of those movies on my 75-inch TV with a surround sound.
Oh yeah, let's do that.
And
But
you
yeah,
realize
no,
how not comfortable my couch is.
it's fine. It's fine. But yeah, no, I'm so excited to be here recording this with you, because like you said, we're doing our second annual Spotify Wrapped recap of what you listen to, what I listen to, and what we think about what we listen to, and the drama that might ensue whenever we start talking about each other's top. I almost said top five too. Before as we talk about our top artists and top
What
songs.
our top five was
Yeah.
in last year.
Yes.
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 There we go.
We're like a
We're
month late or
tad
so.
late.
Yeah.
It came out December 4th and it's January 30th. So
Yeah.
here we are. But we're busy people.
Did we record the last one at the end of December last year, or
Yeah,
was it in?
it came out. I believe my episode was the final episode of 2023 as opposed to like the second or third episode of 2025.
Yeah.
Years.
It's
That's
okay.
how it
It's
works. It's
fine.
fine.
It's
Everything's
fine.
fine.
It's fine.
Getting
Like
back on track.
you said, we are busy adults. Okay,
Yes.
so it happens.
Yeah.
We made it happen, and that's all that matters. We're good.
I'm adjusting a little bit more every day, and I am someplace where I'm happy with where I'm at work, and now that I'm somewhat adjusted, I should be able to get back to this more normal. And if I don't, Chris is going to kick my ass. Tom Hardy style.
Backtracking to that, so I called you out. I
Yes.
called you out in my one episode with my buddy Jordan,
He did.
and I did that in a phrase of saying like, hey, hold me accountable, but I think it was misconstrued to the point where I sounded a little bit too aggressive, and I apologize for that because I did not mean it to project so aggressively where I'm like, hey, you better fucking do something.
The way I explained it though on my was it my last podcast, the Emily Is Away podcast, I told you approximately 2 years ago, whenever you start your podcast, I'll start mine.
Yes.
And then you started yours and I started mine. And we both kind of went into a hiatus. I
Yep.
don't want to get into why I did because it's kind of personal reasons
No
that
need.
aren't internet worthy. We'll leave it at health issues.
Yes.
And you went on your hiatus for, once again, don't want to get into it, personal reasons, I'm sure.
Fucking busy.
Yeah, busy. And now I took care of all my issues. So I should be back. And I was going to record last week, but Lions.
Hey, so on that note, not to bring up
How
depression.
about it? It's gonna be my episode next week.
I did. Okay, so there you go. This is a good tease into next
Yes.
week. I did want to bring this up
Yeah.
because your Detroit Lions
Yes.
unfortunately came short the playoffs.
Yep.
And I don't bring this up in a way of a spiteful thing towards you because, my two teams are the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Carolina Panthers, and they did worse than the Detroit Lions, so we're going to leave it at that. However, I did one of those like ESPN brackets and whatnot, and my choice for the Super Bowl was the Detroit Lions. So I am with you. Not as deep, but I am with you in the upsetness that, like, you wanted a team to go all the way, and
yeah,
we fell short.
So, thought this could be the year, but...
It looked like it.
I'm not going to elaborate too much, because, like I said, this is my next week episode.
I'll say it.
But it was disappointing, but kind of expected. And there was a part of me before game day, and I couldn't do this as a fan, but I kind of wish I did because it would have eased the pain a little bit. The day before the game happened, I saw all the movements on Vegas, and I was like, yo, if I took the upset for the Commanders, I could win a lot of money, and it would ease the pain of whenever the Lions lose, because... injuries is where I'm going to leave it. I knew it wasn't a great matchup for us. Mm-hmm. So anyway,
I actually saw that. I don't know if it was like a Reddit thread or just like a random like conversation I had, but that was something I did acknowledge recently, that depending on whatever sporting event you're following, bet on the thing you don't want to happen.
Yeah.
So if the thing you don't want to happen happens, you make some money. If the thing you want to happen happens, ego.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So. And like, whenever I saw it in hindsight, like, whenever I was thinking about it, doing it, I was like, I can't do this as a fan. But in hindsight, like, yo, it would have been so much easier dealing with that loss if I would have won $100.
Right? Listen. Even speaking on those terms, I went to a Penguins game earlier this year. I've gone to a number of them, but there was one specific one that I went to where the Penguins were facing the Winnipeg Jets, high powered hockey team. Not the Penguins, the Jets. And I attended this game, and I literally bet against the Pens.
Mm-hmm.
And I did like a fucking absurd like 5-leg parlay. Guess what? I hit 4 of the 5 legs, and I was genuinely so excited to win my parlay because I did so many bets against the Pens, and I'm like, let's go! But not only did the Pens lose, I lost my parlay, so I was double down depressed that not only my team lost, but I missed my parlay by like 2 goals. Fucking terrible. But yeah, no, I get you. See, that's the thing you should do. I'm a big MMA fan as well, so it's like whenever there's a person I'm passionately like, oh, I hope they win, bet on the other guy.
You know, the thing is, now our Super Bowl is Eagles and Chiefs, and I don't want to see either of them win. So can I bet on the Meteor?
Oh, fuck it,
let
man.
The 3-peat happen. Let's get out of the
Listen,
way.
Listen, I don't know. I'm so back and forth on that. Like, once upon a time, I think we've had this conversation in the past, like, I'm not a Patrick Mahomes hater.
No.
But this season, I think, I can't remember if I went like 5 games where I'm like, it's okay, it's fine. But then the calls kept happening and the wins kept happening. I'm like, okay, I'm getting annoyed now.
I can tell you the exact moment that I flipped on Patrick Mahomes, because I used to defend him. I thought he was real fun to watch. I thought he was, I mean, he is, I can still, with a matter of fact, I said on my QB tier list podcast.
He's in his own tier.
And until he stops doing what the fuck he's doing now, I cannot say that there is a quarterback better than him.
Yep.
I cannot remove him from his own tier. It's Patrick Mahomes and the rest of the fucking league, and I hate it.
Mm-hmm.
But the exact moment that I quit liking him was whenever he was going against the Bills last season, and they had that one offsides call, and he fucking threw the biggest hissy fit. And whenever he went to talk to Josh Allen after the game, you know, the quarterbacks normally come together, share a hug. He hugged Josh Allen, and he's like, I can't fucking believe that call. It was the worst call I ever saw. Like, homie, you just said that to the opposing quarterback. Now, he is supposed to be happy that he won, but he, like, it pans to his face and he just looks like he feels bad. And then afterward, you just bitched about that call for like 3 weeks. And that's whenever I was like, fuck this dude.
Yeah.
Like, listen, Tom Brady got the calls, but whenever a call went against him, he didn't cry about it for 3 weeks.
Fucking buckle down and toss that deflated ass ball.
That's right. That's right. And like, Tom Brady actually might not be allowed to call a Chiefs game next year because he called out the calls.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which I think is hilarious. Yep. But I'm here for
rightfully
it.
So. But yeah, no. This Super Bowl is upsetting.
Yeah. But. Let's get back on topic.
Yeah.
So today, Oberrated and I came together. We recorded his first, where we talked about our top five anticipated movies of this upcoming year.
We indeed did.
And spoilers for like the first 20 minutes or so, did not watch any of my top anticipated movies from the year before that we did that.
On brand.
Yeah. So, you know, he had me back for the reasons.
It's good for the content, you know?
Content. I am the gimmick. And I watched like one movie last year that was new, and that was Ricky Stenicki.
Hell yeah.
I mean, it was a good movie.
Let's go.
But I came up with movies this year, and I do think I will watch three of them.
And listen.
Eventually.
And listen, Shrek Attack listeners, he pulled his weight. He pulled his weight. If this is the first if this is the first podcast or the first episode you're listening to, prior to listening to the top five picks of Oberrated, he pulled his weight, and I appreciate it. It was a good episode. I liked it.
If there's one thing I'm good at, it's talking about things that I don't know. I've made a full fucking podcast out of it.
Yeah,
and whenever I'm consistent, I get listeners for whatever fucking reason. I appreciate you all. But today, we are going to do the second annual, as we discussed, Spotify Wrapped podcast, where we will first talk about our top five songs, and then we'll go back and talk about our top five artists. I do believe this is the format we did last year, and I think it worked out pretty well, if I'm not mistaken.
I think so.
Yeah.
So I liked it.
I started with the movies. I'll let you start with the songs.
All right.
And we can get into this whenever you're ready.
Sounds good. So, do you want me to just burn through the songs, or do we want to go back and forth song by song? What do you think?
We aren't scripted. Whatever we can, yeah, let's do 5-5-4-4.
Okay. Gotcha.
And then, you know, whatever you want to say about the song or whatever.
Gotcha. Let's make it happen. So, top songs, number 5. I have a song called Overcompensate. Overcompensate is by the 21 Pilots. 21 Pilots are very near and dear to my heart. You will be finding out a little bit more in the whenever we start talking about the top artists. I can't remember. I meant to bring up the last year's results and whatnot.
Oh yeah, that
God forbid. Yeah, it's
great idea.
It's okay, but God forbid I can even fucking find it I was barely able to find our current year one.
I remember who my top artist was, but I could not tell you like my top song or anything.
Man, I have no idea.
Because my top artist is in my top five every year.
Yeah. Yeah, I have no idea. I think mine are kind of the same too. It might have been the same, but like I said, it would have been nice to still have the evidence, but it's okay. We're fine. Overcompensate by 21 Pilots. If I remember right, I think this album or this track was one of their first like singles released teasing up to the album, so it makes sense why it just broke into my top five. Overcompensate is, I mean, I'm going to say this 5 times straight, but is a jam because obviously it broke my top five. But yeah, 21 Pilots are someone that is very near and dear to my heart. I've been listening to them ever since their Vessel album, which is one of their very first ones. I think it was either their second or third album that they hit mainstream with. But yeah, big 21 Pilots fan. Love this album. Clancy was a fantastic album, and they keep churning these out one by one by one every single time that they do drop albums. So yeah, it's one that's gonna probably feature. I honestly wouldn't be shocked if this features again when we record this next next year, December, yeah, and or January.
This year.
Exactly. Whenever 21 Pilots comes up again.
Whenever in the next Spotify episode, decides to release their fucking rap. we'll save that for later.
But yeah,
we'll throw that in between the songs and the artists. An intermission rant, if you will.
Get your shit straight, Spotify.
Yeah.
But yeah, so number 5, Overcompensate by the 21 Pilots. Love the song, love them, and I will continue to listen to this album all the way through the year of 2025.
Yeah, so anything else to add to that?
No. I think that's the gist of that. I'm probably, if I'm looking ahead, yeah, no, that's going to be all I got for 21 Pilots until we talk about top artists. So yeah, Overcompensate, number 5, 21 Pilots.
Yeah, so I'm going to have a pretty common theme in my top 5 songs.
What's that?
Noah Kahan.
Oh, okay.
Which I've listened to, I believe you called it Oberture.
Oberture, yep,
yeah. That's it. And I don't think I recall hearing Noah Kahan mentioned.
No. So, Noah's interesting to me because whenever I work in Oakland of Pittsburgh,
mm-hmm,
and whenever I drive into work, I listen to the radio because I love Mikey and Big Bob.
Yeah.
I also
love Mikey.
Exactly. And Bob. So yes. I love Mikey and Big Bob. Shout out the Freak Show. And so whenever I drive into work, or the time frame of like 7 a.m. to 8 to get to Oakland, I'm always listening to them, so I'm always listening to the top hits of what's being played.
Whenever I drive to work in the morning, I listen to them till the first commercial.
Yeah.
And then I go to music.
Yep. I get you. So listening to them, obviously, with the radio playing top hits, I hear Noah often, yeah, but it's whatever.
Stick season.
Yeah, stick season. So, I'm familiar, but there's something about him that I am intrigued about, but for some reason I've never pulled the trigger on like listening to more of him. After this episode, maybe I'll finally do that, but go ahead.
So his like thank you message, because you know Spotify does the thank you messages, mm-hmm, was like, yeah, so if I was your top artist... He's not. Spoilers, he wasn't. He was not number one. I'm not trying to throw that out there. He was one of my top artists. I will throw that spoiler out there. But he's like, if I'm one of your top artists, then I am sorry you're going through some shit. And I was like, okay, I'm caught out. So my number 5 song is called False Confidence. It's the first Noah Kahan song that I heard. I was listening to DJ X because that's normally what I do to get my new music and old music.
Hell yeah.
Although, as the year went on, he kind of got shittier and shittier getting the new stuff. But he was the first, this was the first song that he showed me of Noah Kahan. And I fucking grabbed onto it and did not let go because it did hit so fucking close.
I love when that happens though. Yeah. Like whenever you either listen to a new artist or you might listen to a new song from an artist you're familiar with and a song that you aren't familiar with comes out and you, yeah, just instantly hit that connection.
The lyrics just kind of spoke to me. They still kind of do. And I've been working on, you know, getting the false confidence out there to get to the real confidence. And that's kind of what the song's about. It's like, you know, don't take me seriously because I'm bullshitting this.
Mm-hmm.
And why am I bullshitting this for people that I don't know, people I'll never meet?
Okay.
And yeah, no, Noah Kahan is going to be featured a lot in my top 5. So hey,
it happens. That's
fine. That's all I got to throw out there for that.
That's fine. It's all good.
With that, we'll move on to your number 4.
My number 4, which is someone similarly to how you're talking about Noah, is my boy, Luke Hemmings. Number 4 is a song called Benny.
I'm glad you ended that with Hemmings, because whenever you started saying Luke, I was like, if you say Luke, what is it, Brian?
Oh, God, no. Oh, my God.
I was about to end the podcast.
Oh, no. Oh, no, I can't do that.
If you would have hit me with that, I would have been like, man, it's been real.
Oh, no, I can't do that to you. Absolutely not. No. So, not that I assume anyone on the Shrek Attack podcast has kept up with an overrated podcast, but the Overrated podcast on my most recent segment, the Overture segment, I feature all my 24 albums that I listen to. And at number 1, spoiler alert, because you did not listen to that.
I did.
You did, but your listeners, you sure. Guys that I'm talking to.
You just petted the mic.
I just did. Did you hear this? The listeners at Shrek Attack Podcast probably did not listen to this, but my number one album is by a man named Luke Hemmings, and Luke Hemmings had an album called Boy, and on that album features three of my top songs. So at number four is a song called Benny. Benny is a essentially just a call out for Luke's brother, if I understand the song right and understand what I watched in his little like deep dive behind the scenes thing of his album. But yeah, but that's gonna be one of my top guys. And again, this is three songs out of my top five songs that is going to be featured here. But number four is Benny, his little ode to his brother and his yearning to connect to his family because he's the life of a musician, always on the move and traveling. So number four, Benny by Luke Hemmings, not Luke Bryan. Don't worry,
not Luke Bryan. Yeah, so my number four is by Noah Kahn. It's Dow Drunk featuring Post Malone.
Oh, so, he has a song with Posty?
Yeah, he has a song with Posty.
Interesting.
And honestly, it would not surprise me if you've heard this song as well. Mm-hmm. Because whenever I heard it, I was like, wow, this is Noah Kahn? And the song is about getting drunk, dialing your ex-girlfriend to the point where you get while you're out drinking and driving, and then
we don't do that.
He gets arrested, and he uses his one call on his ex-girlfriend.
Oh,
and he's saying even the cops think it's messed up. Like, you don't answer the phone call. I'll die drunk. I'll die a drunk. I'll die for you.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah, very, very dramatic. Very, it's so catchy, though. My God, it's the catchiest song, and I'm kind of shocked it is at number four. But whenever I look at my other songs, I'm also still shocked it's at number four.
That's an interesting concept. That intrigues me.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Liz, after this recording, you gotta send me some of these because I've always wanted to pull the trigger on listening to Noah. So this is very intriguing.
It's a trap.
I'm enjoying this.
You'll fall into it.
It's fine. Well, if there's any artist that I want to share with you, just like I would like you to share Noah with me, there's a certain local artist that has broken into my top five artists, as well as it has broken into my top songs, and I will yell this artist out into the fucking edges of the earth. This is a gentleman by the stage name of Cajon Concept. Cajon Concept, number three, is his song Laughing at a Funeral. Laughing at a Funeral, right out of the gate, you would hear this title, it's kind of like, interesting. That's an interesting concept. But the story behind it is actually kind of unique and kind of intriguing, because what it kind of translates into is never being comfortable in the environment, in the scenarios that you're in, where things are just awkward or you don't know how to respond, so you just laugh. So,
it's fair.
Picture yourself at a funeral.
That is fair.
Things are awkward, emotions are high, you don't know what to do with yourself, and so you kind of laugh at a funeral. And oops. Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah. So, but even beyond that, with the story, moving on away from the story, the song is hella catchy. It's got a great little vibe to it. It got a good little bebop vibe to it and such. And it's obviously one of my favorites of the album. Actually, I'm kind of shocked that this is the one that broke into the top five, like we were mentioning in either, I can't remember if it was this episode or our my podcast. But Spotify was kind of strange.
Yeah.
This wrapped this time around.
Yeah.
But if there was any, there were a number of songs on Cajon's album that I thought I listened to tenfold, but Laughing at a Funeral broke into the top five, which, sure, okay, I guess. But yeah, number three, Laughing at a Funeral, great song, great kind of way to explain odd feelings and vibes that you feel whenever you're in awkward, anxiety-inducing situations, and one that I've super, super love and super enjoy. So, yeah, number three, Laughing at a Funeral, Cajon Concept.
All right, so now we're on to my number three. And this was one of the first things, I didn't want to spoil it, but whenever I walked into your door and I saw what shirt you happened to be wearing. Oh. Are you bored yet?
Really?
Are you bored yet? This by Wallows.
Get out of here. Seriously?
Yep. That is my number three. And
incredible.
You are rocking the shirt.
Incredible. That's amazing. That is amazing. Oh my God. That's hilarious.
I don't know what all I can say about the song. Obviously, you are probably familiar with it. It's a bop.
It is.
It's an absolute bop.
It is fantastic. It is fantastic. It's got that good, like, mm-hmm. I just said it, but it's got that, like, good little bebop, feel-good yeah. vibe to it. And
featuring
Claro?
Claro.
Yeah.
Yes, I want to make sure yep. I'm saying that right.
Yeah, I think this is now, like, one or two albums removed now. Well, hilariously enough, so the shirt I'm wearing, comedically enough, was the shirt that I bought at the last concert I saw before COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So I bought this shirt at the last concert I saw before COVID, before the entire music industry just fucking shut down. And yeah, so it's kind of funny how, like, Wallows has such a cornerstone of a memory bit for me, because yeah. it's like, great music, great album, great performance, great show. World shut down. It's the last concert I ever fucking saw for the next 2 years or so. But that's cool.
Then you're sitting awesome there like, are you bored?
Yes, yes, I am. Yeah, I'm really so fucking bored.
God, it's so catchy.
Yep.
And it is kind of, correct me if I'm wrong, it feels like you're on a date that just isn't going well. Yeah. And it was like, please spare me from being the one that says this is rough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I could definitely get those vibes from the song. I don't know the backstory to it, but given the lyrics and given yeah. the vibe of the song, yeah, that definitely seems like it tracks to what the intentions of the lyrics and the music is. So yeah, no, I can dig it. I can definitely dig it. But yeah. So, what? Is it my number two?
I believe it's your number two.
Yep. Okay, cool. So, as I teased, I'm sorry, I'm not going to be throwing out any other big names now, because now my same artist is the same one that I've already talked about at number four. So, Mr. Luke Hemmings, he consists of taking over my two and one spot, so spoiler alert there. But at number two is the first song that I believe he released as a single to his album Boy, which is called Close My Eyes. Now, Close My Eyes has that perfect blend of, like, a fast tempo and great instruments added to the song, while also having this really deep and connective type of lyrics attached to it. Enough so that there's something I do on Facebook where I name all my photo albums after, like, a lyric or so, and Close My Eyes was my album lyric for 2024.
Still waiting for people to join me on Facebook and making lyrics their statuses again.
we're good. We're bringing that MySpace vibe back.
I'm
yes.
doing my best.
But yeah, I think the closest I'll get is the albums. I'm sorry, it's fine.
I guess it's okay.
But yeah, no, Close My Eyes is just a great song. Like I said, I love that mix of a just really fast paced tempo, but also if you, like, pay attention and slow it down to listening to the lyrics, it's like, oh wait, there's a little bit more deeper connective lyrics to this rather than just a bop of a fast tempo vibe, you know. So yeah, Close My Eyes is at number two by Luke Hemmings. I don't think I mentioned this, but I don't know how many people would know this and or not know this, but Luke Hemmings is the lead singer for 5 Seconds of Summer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Five Seconds of Summer, that band that a lot of people know from way back when, if you don't keep following their music. But honestly, if you haven't, you probably should, because Five Seconds of Summer has made banger after banger after banger with their albums and have only grown more and more over the mm-hmm. time. So they're insanely talented. Everyone should be listening to them, honest to God. But I might just be the fanboy, but I'll fucking die on that hill.
I always thought they were a good band whenever I hear their music.
Absolutely.
And now knowing who Luke Hemmings is, I'll probably check out Boy.
Yep. Do it.
And if nothing else, it's because he's all over your fucking top five. Speaking of people being all over their fucking top five, my number two, you know, you're cruising into work, You're listening to the Kiss FM Morning Freak Show with Mikey and Big Bob.
Oh, yeah.
And all of a sudden, they play a list banger called Stick Season by Noah Kahan.
There it is.
So, False Confidence is my favorite Noah Kahan song. I think Dial Drunk is probably the catchiest song, but this song is probably the realest song.
Oh, yeah.
Just how fitting it is. Like, he's talking about, you know, his girl left him, he's back in his hometown, and just everything kind of hitting. It's his least favorite season because fall is symboling everything dying for winter. And I actually, like, went back and, like, I've watched a lot of Noah Kahan interviews on the song and him explaining it. And he's like, you know it's bad whenever the mom forgets you. And he's like, it's one of those songs from the heart. He didn't think it would be the one to take off, but that's typically how it works, huh? And absolute banger. I love Noah Kahan and can't wait for him to come out with new relatable music.
I don't know if your number one
list number two.
Okay, I don't know if your number one is going to be Noah, and that's I don't know where he falls within your artists, but I just want to talk about it because it's on top of my head right at this moment. But I genuinely hope Noah isn't one of those guys that hit like a one hit wonder type thing, because even with just Stick Season that I've listened to obviously often because of the radio, but whenever you listen to certain songs, especially when they're just radio hits, you can kind of get a vibe or get this feeling that these people are bigger than their one song. Mm-hmm. You know, that Noah isn't just going to be a one hit wonder.
Yeah, I mean, Noah Kahan could have easily ended up all five of my top songs because I listen to a lot of Northern Attitude. I listen to Mess a lot. He has so many songs I listen to a ton of. But I do think it probably nailed the top three correctly. And I would imagine Northern Attitude is probably just outside the top five.
Okay.
If I was a guessing betting man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So like I said, with that said, like, there's a lot more depth to his music than just Stick Season. And from myself, from an outside perspective, listening to Stick Season and how it's so popular, I'm like, there's this golden little like aspect of him that I feel like could break farther. So I really hope he isn't just that like one hit wonder type thing, because I could see it going beyond that. So who knows? We'll see. The only time will tell.
I know my best friend's sister is a big fan of his, and he came to Pittsburgh last year. She has been to his concert before he got big.
Oh,
and wow. I thought whenever I heard False Confidence, because False Confidence, I heard it like 1 month before Stick Season blew up.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw he was coming, and I was like, hell yeah. You know, whenever he comes, we'll go see him. And so Stick Season blew up, Len. And guess what those ticket prices did?
Yep.
So we did not see him.
Yeah.
But someday, I will.
So is the story of concerts.
Yes. So, numero uno coming up.
Yeah, huh? numero uno. So number one song, as I teased already, spoiler alert, it's Luke Hemmings. So Luke Hemmings taking up the third spot of a five spot listing. Number one is a song called Shakes. Now, personally, I'm kind of shocked. I Closed My Eyes did not beat Shakes out. But again, I mean, Luke is Luke, so I guess it's like, oh, well, which one's going to win? Shakes is equally fantastic, though. Mm-hmm. Shakes is a more like, if I can describe it in any way, it's like more of like a dreamy state of being.
Okay.
It's got this almost hypnotic vibe to it, and that's probably why I probably got the number one spot, because I just kind of enjoyed it.
Hypnotized you
exactly.
Into it.
I love that vibe. Anything yeah. that can just displace you and not make you think about what's going on in mm-hmm. your own life, you know. So playing this album, and that's basically the vibe of the entire album. While there might be some tempo changes, the lyrics always stay consistent in being this more of like dreamlike state. And this yearning for something, or yearning for something outside of what you're currently experiencing. That's what this entire album, Boy, is.
Yeah.
That's why I love it so much. So, yeah, Shakes has that pinnacle dreamlike state. Hilariously enough, whenever I talked about this album on Overture, my favorite song on this album is not on the top five. So once again, like we discussed, there's some shady business going on with Spotify rap, but I mean, it's still close. Who knows how they get these stats and whatnot, but yeah, my favorite song is not on the top five, but it is what it is. It's all good. So number one, Shakes, got that dreamlike state to the song, and just yet another Luke Hemmings song breaking into my top five.
So my number one song caught me off guard.
Okay, what do you got?
So I will preface this by saying, yes, I did listen to this song a lot. No, I do not think I listened to the song enough for it to be in my top five, let alone my number one. but it's Ribs by Lord.
What?
It's Ribs by Lord.
Was that even one that was like radio play popular?
No.
No, now, okay, so I'm already going off. I'm sorry to interrupt you. I'm already going off a little bit. I listened to a lot of Lord whenever she came. This was Pure Heroin? Is this the Pure Heroin?
I
want to
say
album?
Yes.
So, like, I literally bought that album physically. I listened to a lot of Lord. So, like, I don't even think Ribs was, like, a gigantic radio play one. I think that was an obscure side one. Where the hell?
Yeah, it's off of Pure Heroin.
Where the fuck did this come from?
I will say, if there was a top five songs by Lord I listened to, absolutely, it is my number one. But is it my top five song
of the year?
I don't think so.
Wow, that's interesting.
I mean, to the point where, like, I can't even tell you. I guess it's her most popular. Oh, well, not by numbers, but most. How's this work?
So just for the listeners, so what we're doing is we're looking at the Spotify page for Lord, and despite Royals having the most listens, Ribs is currently on her number one popular at 709 million. Now, if I understand the Spotify algorithm right, whatever is most popular is what's like frequently played right now. Okay. So while Royals is still a higher play count, there's an influx of people listening to Ribs for whatever reason.
It's all me, apparently.
Apparently. Apparently, to get number one song.
I am putting in the work for Ribs right now.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, literally. Now that I'm looking at Pure Heroine's album, like, there are like three other songs that I know I listen to more than I listen to Ribs.
I would say no, Ribs is my most listened to song of Lord by far.
Mm-hmm.
But I would also throw like Royals in there, mm-hmm. Buzzcut Season, Team.
Yep.
And that might be all I've listened to off this album.
And vice versa. Like, I think for me, I'm a big fan of Tennis Court. Royals, obviously, because it's just what everyone has listened mm-hmm. to. Buzzcut Season, fantastic. Yep. Team, fantastic. Yeah, all of those. I would pick those songs more than Ribs, personally. But yeah, that's funny. That's really funny.
I like the song. It's a good song. I don't think it was. I don't think it belonged in my top
number
five.
Number one, 2024.
Doty was nowhere in my top five songs.
I remember that name from last year. Yup.
Like, you're telling me that I listen to Ribs by Lord more than My Girl Doty. Come on. And she had the fucking theme song for Life is Strange.
Oh, man.
That I listened to pretty much nonstop from October to December. Now, Spotify Rap comes out December 4th. I don't know if I can get enough times listening to the song by then. I don't know how the fucking thing works. Because Ribs was my number one song.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's interesting. And even with that said, I was shocked on my end. I mean, we're going to be talking about the artist in just a moment.
Yep.
But I was shocked on my end because once again on my overture, I talked about my top three albums, and within that top three was Linkin Park's new album.
Yeah.
And Linkin Park is not in my top artists, mm-hmm. but they did release it, I think, in like November.
Yeah.
So limited amount of time before the Wrapped comes out, and who knows when they have that cutoff for when Wrapped is
right.
registering listens. But yeah, no, it's strange.
And Wrapped was very fucking underwhelming this year.
Yeah.
I feel like every other year it does this good job of not only wrapping up what you listen to, but like giving you comparisons of other things happening and, you know, what moods you went in. This year, like, you could tell it was pure AI that did it. because what the fuck? What, like, I don't know how to describe this, but it gives you your genres, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
My July was my academic clean rap hip hop era. My August was my nerdy shonen anime era. And then my October was my
Pink Pilates, baby!
Pink Pilates Princess Catwalk Pop era. And like, what the actual fuck? At first, like, it was funny. Don't get me wrong. It was funny. We're sitting here laughing. But it literally told me that this was my eras. And then it told me my top five songs, my top five artists, my top five podcasts featuring Oprah Raid at number two. And the only reason he's number two is because Mikey and Big Bob release one every day. And then it's like, oh, by the way, that's it. Done here.
Yeah, no, I agree.
And it's to the point where YouTube Music does a Wrapped. I did not listen to YouTube Music enough last year to get a rap because Spotify is my go-to.
Mm-hmm.
However, if rap sucks this year, I might go to YouTube Music.
Jump. Might be a jump ship.
And then after our Spotify Wrapped episode next year, we're going to have to retitle it to If You're Still on Spotify, Rap / YouTube Music. Which is fine.
Music and review. Who knows? We might have to do it. Hey, listen. Since we're talking about conspiracy...
Yeah.
Since we're talking about conspiracy, I do want to bring this up.
Okay.
And I know the one listener that will listen to this, because I'm going to tell her to listen to this, is going to appreciate this part, because she's been bitching about this part.
Yeah.
Abby.
Mm-hmm.
Abby has talked about her Spotify and how she is furious about it. Reason being, I can't remember if it was her top artists or top songs, but within her top artists, she got Taylor Swift. Now...
I did that last year.
With that said, I know, exactly. So, with that said, I'm still a big Taylor Swift fan. Yeah. I may not have been as big of a fan for her newest music, but I'm still a big Taylor Swift fan. I enjoy her music. She's one of the greatest songwriters that is currently living.
I like Do It With a Broken Heart.
Exactly. So, however, with that said, I think it was within her top artists. She got Taylor Swift within her top artists. Abby literally plays like two playlists. And within that playlist, there is one Taylor Swift song. You cannot tell me and tell her that her algorithm or whatever say you played that one song within the playlist that she listens to that many times to warrant Taylor Swift being within that top artist spot. And then even vice versa, and we're going to get into this too because it's within my top artists, but I do have at least a little bit of an excuse / argument of what happened here. There's a band called The Main that did not even break her top five. And I can tell you firsthand that she listened to them religiously and they did not break her top five.
Yeah, knowing her, I believe that she did listen to them religiously.
Exactly. So it Spotify is doing some shady business, okay?
And
I'm curious.
Not only that, while we are on the Spotify rant part of this show... Have you noticed, I did your trick back in the mm-hmm, day to get yeah. the songs to stop being the same fucking songs. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
They're repetitive again.
Yeah.
Every day, I will play DJ X and he's like, yeah, so here's the vibe. It's going to be 2010s. And it plays the same song as it played yesterday
mm-hmm.
and the day before. the day before. I'm like finding myself like pushing that blue button, like, please give me something different.
Yeah.
Like, don't get me wrong, I love these songs. Yes, I want to listen to more 303 this year. That is something I want to bring back. I would love to listen to 303. I listened to fucking Gym Class Heroes yesterday. Like, I want to bring back my older artists, but I don't want to do it every day.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to listen to the same 303 song every day. I don't want to listen to the same Gym Class Heroes song every day.
What if we changed up at least the song we're playing by the band? Like something a little different. Just a little different. Same mm-hmm. band, different song. They have a lot to choose from. So many to choose from.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, you know, I'm trying to get into my old music. I pulled up my college playlist. My college playlist has well over 1,000 songs. I listened to it for the past 3 days. I gave it new starting songs. After the starting song, each day, it goes into Don't Trust Me, featuring Kid Cudi, into... it's the same fucking lineup every day. The fact that I can pull one off the top of my brain is impressive, but it's the same lineup. And I'm finding myself pushing, like, skip. Like up to 75 times just to get to new songs. Why are you doing the same lineup whenever I have it on shuffle? Like, how? You are at your most expensive point that I've paid for, and I have YouTube Red, meaning I have YouTube Music, meaning if you don't get your shit together by the end of this year, I'm going on to YouTube Music. Because I already pay for it and I don't use it because Spotify used to be that much better than it. And now, I don't think it is.
Yep.
Anything you'd like to add?
No, I get it. I get it. I don't know what's going on. Like you said, there was a little, like, revelation. I can't remember if I just saw it from someone else. I think it was one of my friends that, like, found a little trick to it, that you went into the options, you were able to change whatever button was saying, hey, like, match this vibe, and it just played the same fucking songs every single time. But ever since then, I haven't had to touch that in a long time. But while there are more, like, different genres being played and different other obscure music within my playlist, because mm-hmm. I play one playlist. I have a playlist called Oberture that is all the songs that I want to listen to. But from time to time, there are the same songs still playing while the surrounding songs, the obscure songs, are different from time to time. So, like, there is still that weird trend that's going on. I don't know where it comes from, but no, I get where you're coming from. It's weird.
Currently, the best thing I can do that I found to get new music is to play my liked songs and turn on Smart Shuffle. And Smart Shuffle throws something in there that I haven't heard. I don't understand why that is the workaround I need to go with. But, like, DJ X, the whole purpose of it is, hey,
new stuff.
Here's this vibe. Stuff. And now here's some new shit. And now here's this vibe that you like. And here's some new shit you might like. And he kind of went away, like, he went away from the new shit. He'll be like, yo, here's the 2010s vibe. Here's from the early 2000s. Here is the top music that America's listening to right now. And
I don't want that one.
Let me tell you, I fucking hate what America is listening to right now. I don't even, like, it's some Bruno Mars song. I don't even, like, none of it is my vibe. Then I continue and it's like, oh, hey, well, here's that 2010s vibe. And I'm like, that was three vibes ago, bro.
We didn't get that!
At least hit me with, like, some Justin Bieber. Like, change it up.
Oh, man. Yup, I get it. I get it. It's, I don't know. It's, yeah, you, the more we're talking about it, it's like, YouTube's looking real nice right now.
Right? That looking real juicy. You know what else might be looking juicy?
What's juicy?
The top five artists.
Yup.
Or the pizza we ate.
Or the pizza we ate. Yup.
I don't, juicy was probably not the right term, but... My God.
Listen, there's a lot of meat on this.
A lot of meat. So much meat.
Oh, I'm going to implode. Oh, my God.
I feel it. I actually had to loosen my belt. Had to loosen my belt a little.
Oh, all right. Belt's loosened.
I'm in jeans.
We're loosey goosey.
This might be the first time you ever saw me in jeans.
I think so.
Yeah.
Honestly, probably.
Yeah. Yeah. Working a job that requires me to wear jeans. It's where we are in life.
Hell yeah.
So, top five artist. We went through the songs. We went on a little rant.
Mm-hmm.
And now,
Spotify, fix your shit.
Yeah. YouTube Music looking juicy.
Oh, yes. Juicy.
You wanna do the top five, or you want me to start?
I will lead it off.
Lead it off.
So, going right along with the trend of what's happening and what I've already spoken about. Number five, in regards to my top artist list in 2024, is, ironically enough, 5 Seconds of Summer.
I see what you did there.
5 Seconds of Summer. I think if I do recall correctly, last year, they were present in the top five
I
last
do believe
year
so,
me.
Yes.
So, continuing the trend and never stopping, I'm always listening to these guys. Once again, I just said it whenever I think I just talked about Shakes. The musicality, the talent behind these guys are fantastic. All of them are so wonderful. I love just about every song that they've made. My history with them, I did listen to them all the way back when during the She Looks So Perfect era, but then I went away. Abby and I started dating. It's her favorite band. I started listening to them again, and all their stuff as grown-ass adults. Fantastic music. So, yeah, they're just an all-around great band. I love them so much, and it is no shock to see them once again breaking into the top five here.
Yeah, I agree. Hearing 5 Seconds of Summer coming from you does not shock me at all. Yep. If anything, it shocks me that it's five. But I'm convinced you did that on purpose for...
I personally spoke to Spotify and said, listen, I'm recording an episode. It's going to work if you put them at five.
Yeah. So my number five is also someone returning from last year. It's Faith Richards.
Okay.
She was the one that I got out of an adult visual novel.
And then continued to
listen to her throughout the year of 2024. And will continue to do so moving forward because she's got that nice, relaxing music.
Is she an English singer, or
I'm not 100% sure on her origin.
What's her name?
Faith Richards.
Faith Richards. Yeah, I remember from the our recording last year, but yeah, looking like a
US-UK?
US-UK. Yeah, there you go. I see you here.
And beyond.
She's an international singer. Ethereal R&B songstress. That just sounds sexy.
That's the genre I listen to.
I can dig it. That's fine. I dig it. Faith Richards. You said number five?
That's number five. That's my number five. Yep.
Very nice. What's this number one popular song, My Caffeine?
My Caffeine is pretty good.
Is it good?
Bold's good. Blue, the number four song, is probably my favorite.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But yeah, her top five songs are all very solid.
Excellent. And what song is in like one of the adult visual?
Blue.
Okay. Cool. All right. Excellent. Well, nice to see another returning.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess moving on to number four.
Yeah.
My number four, like I mentioned about my number three top song, number four is Cajon Concept.
Okay.
Cajon Concept, Ben from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. My man is, if there's anything that always is a trend with me, I just love these insanely talented instrumental artists. People that feature a lot of different instruments, that feature a range in regards to their vocal capability.
Right.
And Ben of Cajon Concept is the embodiment of that. He is a very talented artist. Honestly deserves to be much bigger. His manager and a friend of mine, Adam, we both have been saying the same thing, that like, if this man puts his absolute all into this music career, like, the dude should be on an upward trajectory into the moon, you know? So, yeah, Cajon Concept coming in at number four. His entire album of his top greatest hits, or the greatest hits album, because it's everything he's released, is fantastic. So, if there's anyone that is deserving to be in this top five, it is my man Cajon Concept. And, yeah, he's gonna... that's another prediction. Watch him come in here for next year, too, because... insanely talented. Love him.
I'll have to check him out for sure.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. But yeah, that's my number four.
Moving on to my number four. Double check, make sure I got it right here. It's AJR.
Oh.
AJR. Okay. So I'm
familiar.
Yeah, I discovered them through Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link. I don't know if you ever watched that on YouTube.
Mm-mm.
But they came on to Good Mythical Morning a few years ago. They featured their song Sober Up,
mm-hmm.
which would be my favorite song by them.
Mm-hmm.
I listened to that continuously. And I don't know if it's last year or the year before, they came out with a few songs. Inertia, Way Less Sad, and some others where they just kind of gripped me. And I said, like, as we move on through my life, their music just happens to kind of hit what I'm going through.
I love when that happens.
And it's like we're both kind of growing together.
Mm-hmm. I genuinely love when that happens, whenever you do follow a certain artist. And it just happens to work perfectly.
Yeah.
That they released songs or they release albums that just easily blends in with the things that you're experiencing mm-hmm. in life. So I love when that happens. I can see that happening. AJR is another like group. Is it a group of three or two? It's or three, something like yeah. that? The musicality behind them is really impressive. I think when I don't listen to them personally, but I've just heard singles and songs from time to time. They have a vibe that reminds me of 21 Pilots, but right. they have their own thing that they do, and I like them.
I think a lot of the artists I listen to that are at the top have a unique vibe to them,
mm-hmm.
and that's what I kind of go for. I've always said whenever people ask me what my favorite type of music is, I tell them it's kind of an indie style. And I know indie is so broad, but if it has a unique sound to it that you don't just get on the radio every day,
yeah,
I'm in. I'm sold.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. I get that. I definitely get that. Now, moving right along here, we're going to be looking at my number three here. And I'm actually shocked that it's at number three. Because it's someone that has been featured pretty predominantly yeah. among all my tops of everything. But, shocker, no, not shocked, Luke Hemmings. Luke Hemmings is my number three artist. Once again, I keep wanting to talk about the Spotify algorithm here. Because if you think about it, okay, the top songs was Luke at number one, Luke at number two, Luke at number four. And 21 Pilots was the top song of number five, but spoiler alert, they're higher than Luke Hemmings. Yeah. So, like, I don't get where this is coming from. I don't understand the rankings here.
I don't know if, like, maybe you've listened to more, a broader spectrum of 21 Pilots over the
I don't know, maybe. But anyway, regardless, I mean, I'm not upset because I do love all these bands. But yes, number three, Luke Hemmings coming in at number three. Last year was a big Luke Hemmings year. His album Boy did come out earlier in the year. Abby and I made a trip to Washington, D.C. to see this man perform live solo, because we've seen him many times performing as 5 Seconds of Summer. But to witness his talent firsthand live in concert was fantastic, especially in a different like area, so it was kind of cool just kind of adding to the effect of it all. But I've said it 1,000 times, Luke is an insanely talented human. I love what he's done. We keep talking about vibes of the music, but his this dreamy, dreamlike state that he kind of puts me in while I'm listening to it, I love it, and the lyrics are just fantastic. So Luke coming in at number three, and I'm shocked at number three, but it's fine.
Technically made your top five twice.
Yeah, very true. Very true.
Yeah.
Very, very true, because he is definitely the maestro of creating the lyrics for 5 Seconds of Summer. So, yep, definitely. But moving right along here. What you got?
My number three is another returning artist, and I do believe you know which this one's going to be.
I think I do, but I don't remember the name.
We're talking the definition of if you were watching an indie film and you were to picture music in it, her music is what you would probably hear. It's Doty.
There she is.
Mm-hmm. Doty. Still my favorite artist. Just only really came out with one of her own song last year, which was the Life is Strange title song, Somebody is Listening. And other than that, she was mostly featured on other people's music. So it's recent. She dropped from 1 to 3. And same with Faith. Her newer music was at the beginning of the year, and it just didn't carry over as much. So whenever, you best believe if Doty gets a new album, like, she'll go right back up to the top.
Oh, yeah.
And she has been on my top five artists for probably the past 5 years.
I was just about to ask, do you think she'll ever fall off?
No.
It's just always consistent, whether it's new music or not. Like, you will not stop listening. And if she
does fall off, it's Spotify's fault.
That's funny. Yeah. All right. Excellent. Yeah. I guess you can kind of listen to the trend. If you listened to our episode last year and then now listen to this one, these guys keep popping up no matter what. So it's kind of funny. Moving right along to number two. My number two is what I spoke about on my number five top song. And that number two is 21 Pilots. Wow, I just realized number two, 20.
5 seconds. So you really did.
I programmed this.
You really did. You're the reason Spotify is the way it is.
I broke it. Unfortunately, with a number two spot, I mean, there's nothing else I can say. I mentioned most of what I needed to say, and whenever I mentioned Overcompensated, number five with the top song. 21 Pilots is a band that I've been listening to for a very long time in my life. One thing I didn't mention before is this band has single-handedly helped me through darker parts of my life. So, it just has that deep connection to me. And almost exactly what you just said in regards to
AJR.
With AJR and such. As I progress in life, 21 Pilots has released songs that kind of match the trajectory that my life is on. So it's like at one point, it's all very dark, depressing, like I don't know what's going on. And at this point in life now, and at this point of what their music are, where their music is now, things are like positive. Things look nicely. It looked nice, but things are still tough, you know? So it's kind of cool to go along on a musical journey with these different artists that you connect to so much, and see how things adjust, and if you can connect still, or if things change. And that's kind of where I'm at with 21 Pilots. I'm my number two of top artists.
One of the songs that come on my list of songs that have just played in the same order because of Spotify. And I'm not saying that's a knock towards a song. This song is a good song, but Stressed Out continues to come on. You know, my name's Blurface. I care what you think. My number two hardest. Listen, I don't have any rhyme or reason to how this works. As we were discussing, some things don't make sense. My number two artist is Noah Kahan.
Oh, okay.
And how he is not number one, I could not tell you.
I know I followed along with your stories as you share them, but I literally, as of right now, don't remember what your number one is.
Going to be someone that catches you off guard.
Oh boy, here we go.
So, no, I will. My number one is somebody I do listen to a lot.
Okay.
Was in my top five last year, I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
And she comes around the same time every year, but we'll save it for whenever I get to my number one. First, we got to talk about yours.
So Mariah Carey.
Yes.
Okay, excellent. Well, just a spoiler alert, sorry. Okay, my number one that, once again, like, it makes sense whenever I reflect on my 2024 year. And then also, like I just mentioned in regards to the whole Abby debacle about her top listens. But the reason why I believe that this band is here at number one is because literally I didn't stop listening to them. But before I even continue to explain further, number one is The Main. The Main is a band that has been along for quite some time now. But even despite that, they continue to just churn out bangers of songs. The Main is a kind of a funny story in regards to myself and even Abby as well. The Main has been a part of this festival that we work and attend yearly, and it's called Four Core Music Festival. And The Main is a band that's been there many, many times throughout the duration of this festival. And for probably the first, like, I don't know, three appearances of The Main at this festival, we did not listen to the main.
Yeah.
I don't know why. We have no rhyme or reason why. We had no, like, true reasoning to not listen to them. We always thought, oh my god, they have great stage presence. They have, they put on a great show. The music, it's a bop. It's a vibe. Like, you enjoy, you kind of sway along to it. And then, I think, if I remember right, it was either 2 years ago or 1 year ago, we were just kind of like doing the random shuffle on like Spotify, and like a playlist or an album would end and another song would start. Or maybe we even just pressed play on their most recent album that came out at the time. Mm-hmm. And if I remember right, it's their self-titled album. We played it and instantly the songs that came off the album were fucking jams. And ever since that day, we have not stopped listening to them. And I think that might be one reason why Abby didn't get them in her top five, is because we always listen to them on my Spotify, you know? But regardless, she still listens to them frequently on hers, so there's still no rhyme or reason why Taylor Swift beat the main in her top
five. I was just going to ask, did you guys accidentally switch Spotify's for the year?
Dude, I have no idea. I mean, that's the funny thing. I mean, Cajon and 21 definitely matched what I listened to, but to have five songs of Luke in the main there, I mean, listen, I listened to them plenty too. So
I have two main songs on my playlist that I listen to often.
Are they the old ones? Are they the classic ones?
They are apparently their top two most popular songs right now.
Oh, so. Okay.
Which is Loved You a Little with Taking Back Sunday and Charlotte Sands.
Oh, yes.
And as well as Black Butterflies and Deja Vu.
Absolute banger. Yep. Absolute banger. Yeah. No, literally, like I said, with that said, anything that they put out is just fucking fantastic.
Yeah.
But yeah, so like, I love them. I'm sad that I never gave them the chance the many, many times that I saw them in person, but ever since this new surge of us listening to the main, we did see them at the Sad Summer Festival last year, and it was fantastic. I was so excited to see them, so yeah. Number one. Number one artist. Were
you sad to see them?
No,
sad,
I was not.
Sad festival?
No! I don't accept that joke, sir. but yeah, so number one artist of 2024, the main. And I love you. I love you so much. I love them so much. So great.
I love you too.
I love you.
So my number one artist.
Okay.
All I Want for Christmas
is Mariah Carey.
Mariah Carey. Yeah. So every year, starting 2 years ago, I started going to this concert over the summer. You may have heard of it. It's called Anime Night.
Oh.
And so every year I listen to a lot of anime music. In particular, Amelie, who is my top artist. You may have noticed that there are no Amelie songs in my top five songs. However, Amelie was my top artist of 2024. I'm not mad. Like, I do listen to a lot of Amelie, and I will say she is an artist, and she covers anime songs, that I tend to listen to a wider variety of her music as opposed to, like, the same, you know, few songs. I would say that I've listened to her Tokyo Ghoul entry, Unravel Me, the most, which is no longer in her top five. But I don't, like, is she? She's normally in my top five. She has been in my top five for the past 2 years. But did I ever think she was going to reach number one? No.
So do you think this is a Spotify conspiracy, or is this, like, factual?
I don't know. Like, I hate the idea of conspiracies, and I'm not a conspiracist. Like, I shut them down. Fuck conspiracies. But I'm saying maybe the AI is a little cracked. Like, just not as programmed as it should be.
Hmm. Interesting.
Not as intelligent as we need the artificial intelligence to come by, you know? I will say One Hell of a Team and Idol are both bangers. I don't know. Yeah, that's a low number. Siren's new. I haven't heard it yet. So I'll probably listen to her more in the car ride home. But and then she'll be my top artist.
It's all it takes. It's done. You listen to her for that 40-minute drive, and it's all over for 2025.
I mean, I'm already working on having 303 and Gym Class Heroes in my top five, so...
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, I'm unfamiliar. Did we talk about her last year? Did we talk about
Amelie? I want to say that she was in my number five spot last year, so like probably very little.
Okay,
she's good. She's real good. Interesting. And she's coming out with new songs all the time because there's always new fucking anime and games.
Of course. Yep.
And they just ride the
popular artists that are singing the songs, so they just keep employing them to sing them.
But I mean, if she is in my top five, then Nate Wants to Battle should probably be my top five. Creepy Nuts should probably be in my top five.
That would make sense.
Like, it's fine. Everything's fine.
Everything's fine. Well, on that note, sir.
I
guess that's all of them.
We recorded like fucking 3 hours of content
today. We recorded a lot of content today. And not to even talk me up more, but I recorded about another hour before you got here, so...
So much content to listen to.
Oh man! Well, hey, it's better to get ahead of things rather than.
You're right. Whenever I go home tomorrow, I'm not going to record again tonight. I need to go to bed as soon as I get home tonight.
Yep.
Because I wake up at 5 a.m. for work.
Yep.
But I need to continue to record and get more episodes recorded. That way, I'm just kind of editing and releasing them weekly, as opposed to. Shit! It's Friday. I want to release an episode tomorrow. Fuck me.
Mm-hmm. Instead of putting in the effort like, shit, I need to literally sit down and record things.
You know what? I'm just not going to edit this episode. And, I mean, the episodes I do with guests are always minimum editing anyway, because I want you guys to hear our raw conversation.
Just riffing.
Most that you can.
Just riffing back and forth.
If anything, I'll go in and I'll take out a couple ums. But... Hey, we talked about it on your podcast, but just in case people are interested, let's talk about our plans coming up about why are people so obsessed with a certain person?
Mm-hmm. Yep. We're gonna be doing a joint venture here.
Yes.
So it's gonna be the grouping of Shrek Attack and Overrated once again.
I'm going to let you explain this because it's kind of your bit.
All right. That's fine. So, yes, we are... Grouping up, once again, we're going to do a joint venture. It's going to be released simultaneously on both of our podcasts. On the Overrated podcast, it will be a part of my segment Binge Overload. I said it wrong. Ooh, I said it correctly, but I said it wrong. It's going to be part of the Binge Overload segment where I will be focusing on an actor's filmography or director's filmography or a whole show, which in this case, it's going to be two things. I'm going to be putting myself through the ringer of watching all of Euphoria.
It is a ringer.
And I will be watching the bulk of Sydney Sweeney's filmography.
And I'm going to watch the Sydney Sweeney's movies that he recommends to me because I've already gone through the fucking ringer of Euphoria and I'm not going to do that to myself again. I will say, I want them to continue Euphoria. I just don't want to watch it a second time. I want to watch new episodes, just not the ones I've seen.
Listen, you are selling it for me, sir. You are selling it.
I think it's worth watching one time.
Oh, man.
It is not Riverdale.
True. Very true.
It is not Riverdale. It is unique. It's A24.
Yes, that is true.
And I think, like... I like the direction it goes. I just hate the characters because they're over the top or not over enough in the case of the person we are looking at, which is Sydney Sweeney. And I mean, the way I phrased it to Ober whenever we first birthed this brainchild. Did where your cats just go for a swim? But whenever we first birthed this, I messaged him. Because he is way more familiar with movies, actors, actresses, directors, filmography, I believe was the proper term to go with that. Mm-hmm. And I said, hey, is Sydney Sweeney a good actress and worth all the hype, or is it just boobs. And I will say, now that we are on my podcast, she has come out in an interview recently, and I've listened to interviews of her in the past where she is just dry, but she was talking about her personal life, and I do respect what she does with her personal life. Mm-hmm. Seems like a very intelligent person, got her shit together. She works on cars for fun.
Huh.
So I think outside of acting, which is kind of her whole shtick, she is an interesting person, but for some reason, whenever those cameras turn on, oh, she is boring.
Oh boy. Well, let's leave a lot.
Because maybe we watch these movies and I have a change of heart.
Yeah, you never know. Then we'll have quite the conversation whenever we go back.
But like that's a little tidbit that I'm willing to throw out there for what we are heading towards.
Mm-hmm. So we're at least anticipating that being released in the first half of the year.
Yeah.
So we're going to work on that. We'll get that out to the listeners, and we're going to have a great time recording that.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it a lot. I've been very poor. If you listen to Overrated first, like, thank you for coming here and continuing to listen to us. If you listen to this first, make sure you go to Overrated's podcast and, you know, check that out and listen to it. As I said on there, I'm not a movie person. I don't have the attention span to sit down and watch a movie. I'm more of a, let's sit down and watch a TV show, because it's normally 23 to 48 minutes, if we're being totally fair. Sometimes mm-hmm. an hour, which is pushing my limits. The reason behind that is because I'm a gamer, so I'm used to being in control of my story.
Yep.
And I can't just mindlessly watch something, especially in the age of the TikToks, the Instagram reels, and fucking telephone in your hand. I will catch myself very often scrolling through Facebook, just mindlessly, or looking like TikTok at or Twitter, and like, oh, look. People are angry because politics, and then we put it away and we look at the TV and 20 minutes has passed and what the fuck has happened? I got rewind. And I mean, you can only imagine what that is for a movie.
Yep.
So it's going to be interesting. It's going to be a different take from my listeners. I almost call them viewers, like they're watching us.
They're always watching.
But I think for the Overrated fans, it's something to definitely look forward to.
Absolutely. So yeah, no, and I'm looking forward to it too. We're gonna have a fun back and forth with that. Yeah. So but yeah, something to look forward to. But even beyond that, hey, Shrek did the shout out on my podcast, so I'm gonna do it on his. Make sure you rate this bitch, okay? You gotta rate this podcast five stars.
Five stars.
Nothing less. We can't do less.
We're an hour and 16 minutes in. If you made it this far, you like the content.
Absolutely. You made it this far, you love us, or at least one of us. And it's probably him, because he's taller. So,
height matters behind a microphone.
Please go ahead into wherever you are getting your podcast listening pleasures. Rate this podcast 5 out of 5 stars and help us expand to more listeners, because we would love that. We would love to do this for more people.
I agree. Thank you. And if you're into movies or music, as we've recently branched out to,
or anything at this point,
yeah, feel free to head over and check out Overrated. Actually, I encourage you, go check out Overrated. I think it's a great podcast. It was my number 2 podcast, but that's only because Mikey and Big Bob release a podcast every day. And it's hard, whenever there's a daily podcast, it's hard to just top that, because you got to match their energy.
I accept taking number 2 to those beautiful, oddly shaped fellows.
They are beautiful and oddly shaped. Yes, so and hilarious.
I will accept my number 2 position.
If I say at the end of every podcast, whether it's 15 minutes or an hour and 17 minutes, if you made it this far, thank you. You are awesome. Continue being awesome. And then there's always, always one line we say. I'm going to let Ober do the honors.
Hit the fucking music.
Yeah.